President-elect Jonathan Nez and Vice President-elect Myron Leiser will take their oaths of office in Fort Defiance. Nez has served as Navajo Vice President since 2015 and was also a tribal delegate and county supervisor. Leiser, an Eastern Arizona businessman, has never before held public office. 15 out of 24 seats on the Navajo Council will be filled with new members. The tribe's boards of election supervisors and education, along with other local officials, will also be sworn in. The Nez administration and 24th Council will decide several key economic and jobs-related issues. One of the most consequential will be whether the tribe will purchase the Navajo Generating Station, which is set to close in December. It provides up to 30% of the Navajo Nation's revenue. For KNAU, I'm Ryan Heinches in Flagstaff.